Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
That's Jim Cantarucci.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
That's Cantarucci.
I got to say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your brain trust.
Coming so fast, I can't keep up with him. Welcome back, folks. Those are some of my knucklehead brain trust members calling in and wishing us well in our 20th anniversary. Thank you for hanging out with me. It is our 20th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. It's Wally Bach calls it the train wreck you can't stop watching. I'm glad you're here, and my websites are still the same. 20-year website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That hasn't changed in over 20 years. And so only thing that's changed is all the stuff on it. It's a beefed-up website. It's designed just to help you. And there's nobody better, more represented, and who's provided us with more content. Unbelievably smart content than our good friend Steve Martin, who's our guest right now. Steve's an almost 20-year member of our brain trust. We'll celebrate his anniversary in a couple of months. He's the author of Instant Profits, also the Profit Improvement Executive Analysis, the Creative Approaches to Developing Cost-Effective Organizations. It's all about profit with Steve. But right now we're talking about, Steve, the economy and how things are changing, and it's impacting profits, isn't it? The way the technology, the innovations, information is being managed, cultivated, mined, and managed, and used in ways that's never happened before.
Yep, that's absolutely true, Jim. And the smaller entrepreneur can take advantage of what's out there. They can take advantage of creating their own targeted marketing programs and customer relationship systems. And those who do are going to prosper, and those who don't are going to just kind of fade by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an essential element of of today's economy. As you pointed out in your seminal book on the age of the customer, we have to respond. We have to give the customers or our prospects the power to make the right decision. And, of course, the right decision is to buy our products and services.
Right. That's right. Here's an interesting thing that was reported in our show last week. I'm trying to remember who said it. That no longer is the demographic prime. No longer are we ruling by our demographic. Because, as you know, Steve, the 20th century was nothing if not demographics, right? Knowing who your age, your education, your marital status, your income, those are all demographic information. The 20th century made a living off of that. Now, this guy that was on the show, and I wish I could say his name, I'll think of it in a minute, said it's more about psychographic. That was the word I used. He didn't use that word, but more about psychographic than demographic. And what he meant was, not so much who they are and where they live or how much they make, but what they did last. So a 21-year-old young lady might have purchased the same thing her grandmother purchased. There'd be different demographics, but they're tracking, you would track them the same way. What do you think?
Well, I think when we talk of the age of the customer, it's really the age of the individual. And also, to your point, it's the element of what they're thinking about at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
What are their needs, desires, and wants,
mm-hmm.
and how can you steer it and direct it? It's not just a matter of satisfying a need, Jim. I think it's a matter of making people aware of a need that they may not have realized at a point in time. It does get that fundamental. And we're being engineered as individuals.
What are some other observations that you're thinking about as you look out across the economy?
Well, one of the other things, Jim, and it impacts profitability in a huge way, is that it's the rise of the gig economy.
Yeah.
We see employer firms dropping
explain,
off.
In case some people don't know, tell them what that means.
Well, that means
the gig economy.
Individual, individual contractors working on their own to provide services for others.
Uber drivers are part of the gig economy.
That's a perfect example. Freelancers on the internet. Absolutely.
I was talking to a lady, one of my breakers, Grace Marie Turner, yesterday. She has no more employees. The last time I was in her office in Washington, D.C., she had 3 employees. Now she has 14 contractors.
Yep, absolutely. And that's a way to improve your profitability.
But it creates the gig economy.
Well, it supports the gig economy.
Yeah. But it also promotes it because people who they either want to do that, like I did one time, I went out on my own, or they have to because it's the only way they can support themselves.
Exactly. You can be a member of the gig economy, or you can be a user, or in fact, in some cases, you can be both the consumer and
I have been and am as well. You have been too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's a huge opportunity. It's distributed effort. It's distributed income. And for the small business or even the large business, it means you can purchase what you need in terms of the talent.
Right.
And when you need it, you don't have to have an art director on staff. You can hire others.
And you also better, as we wrap up this segment, Steve, you also better understand that more and more your customers are going to spend money the way a gig economy person does.
Yes,
which
exactly.
is different from somebody who used to have a job at GE.
Yes.
Or IBM. Or Xerox, like I had at one time. Steve, profitpro.us, right?
Correct. Thank
Check
you,
out man. Steve's website, folks. Profitpro.us. I'm Jim Blessing. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.